This is Lincoln Stoller reading a piece called The Harmony of the Microbes. This guided visualization speaks to the feelings in your gut and speaks to your gut as a consciousness that can hear you. Do not listen to this hypnotic visualization if you're driving a car, operating machinery, or doing anything that requires your attention. Begin by relaxing your mind and opening yourself to the idea that part of your personality exists in your gut. Let's explore what this means. Find a relaxed position and consider the sound of my voice. My voice comes from some device in which it's been reduced. It's broadcast as soundless vibrations, and it's converted back into a voice inside your head. This is not my voice. It is my ideas, but it's your voice. You are speaking my ideas. If this sounds unsanitary, let me reassure you that my voice has been sanitized. My ideas may confuse you, but you will understand those that hold meaning for you. You're listening to energy, and you're converting this into thoughts. And from somewhere in your mind, you're hearing words. Most likely, it's in your head. Relax that sense of location and allow yourself to hear me from other places in your body. Imagine that you exist in your head and all the voices you hear reside there. Your head is not an echo chamber. It's more like a pudding, and the words you hear are its flavor. And this flavor is constantly changing. It changes in waves that pass through it. Let words be waves in this pudding, and the thoughts they create be firm areas, while the uncertainty is in the softer places. Take a breath, inhale, and exhale. And let these ideas coalesce into a form as I count from 5 to 1. Start at 5 and hear the word relax. And do that into a smooth texture, a star with 5 points. Your breath is calm. Now at 4, a square with 4 corners. And there is a skin to the idea that you are calm with this container, feeling yourself as a body. 3. The 3 points of a triangle with clarity, strength, and balance. A sense of center from which you are and see things. 2. A balance beam. 2 sides. 2 views, 2 phases, 2 feelings, 2 actions, the inhale, the exhale, and 1, the self, the whole, the sense of being you, a sphere, a circle, the pointlessness of having any corners at all. You are now in your head, and I ask you to tell yourself what comfortable means. What does it feel like to be comfortable? The only stress is in your mind, and whatever you find, you let go and you can float. And now we'll move outside your head. focus on your jaw and your neck and a much richer range of comforts. And you do relax and feel comfortable there. Balance or rest your head. Feel relief and recognize you are thinking from these places. Feel yourself in them, and they become part of the location of your mind. Add the sensations of your face and relax your face. Become aware of your shoulders and let your shoulders settle. You are aware of yourself as a head and shoulders, and you can feel comfortable with this as your physical sense of self. But there is more to you, and you will grow larger. Include your torso. As you breathe, your chest expands. Your sense of self grows clear with your inhale and becomes transparent with your exhale. Your sense of location has become dynamic. It expands and contracts. Feel your pulse. It's faint. Imagine it to make it larger. You can perceive it faintly, like a whisper or a suggestion, the sound of leaves rustling outside the window, a shadow in the periphery of your vision. Feel the pulse and the breath as the foundation of who you are. Be calm and comfortable. Take a breath. Inhale. And exhale. Focus now on your gut, that whole area below your lungs, everything in between your front and back, from below your lungs to the cradle of your pelvis. Explore this boundary. This is a big area. This area is full of muscles, but you only sense them on the surface. You can run your mind across your skin and remember the feelings of movement there. There are muscles inside too, and there are feelings inside too. Let your awareness settle down, and I will count down to take you there from 5 to 1. 5, feeling relaxed in your mind. Take this feeling expanded to your neck and shoulders. 4, breathing in and out, releasing your pulse and letting your heart settle and your blood settle and your nerves settle. 3, focusing on your gut and going into your gut and recognizing all the awareness in your gut that does not speak to you directly. 2. Tracing with the finger of your mind along the energy crest of digestion. Just letting your attention wander peacefully into the center of your belly. 1. Settling into the center of your balance, a densely populated, microscopically aware community of careful needs and tiny voices. Take a breath, inhale, and exhale. You are a foreigner here, but your calm presence is accepted. Like someone on a park bench surrounded by a flock of birds, you move and think slowly. Your gut is quick to startle, and you want it to accept you, so you must be gentle and quiet. No matter what thoughts or feelings cross your mind, this is a matter of communication. There really are two of you. The you in your head and the you in your gut, and you want them to be in communication. to share a presence, to work together. Keep that image of yourself surrounded by a flock of birds. Amplify that sense of presence all around you. Your eyes only see one spot, just as your mind only holds one thought. But your gut is a trillion thoughts and senses, and you cannot share them all at once, not in the usual way. You must be calm and open and aware. Aware of the subtle and the collective. Recognize that your actions and thoughts can tip over a million balances. So you balance, sensing a cacophony in the silence and other presences in the vacuum. Invite your gut to come to you. Release your hold on the outside reality in order for yourself to merge with an inside reality, a separate personhood, a deeper awareness. You are a magnifying glass, and your focus gets smaller, aware of smaller things, smaller sensations, quieter noises, tiny feelings, minute sensations, and things get bigger around you. Shrink to become minute, quiet, motionless, more widely aware, more sensitive hearing. Release your eyes. Release your vision. Let go of your head as your center and settle down into your gut. Release your memories of what things look like. All you remember of seeing the world through your eyes. And open to a vision from within your gut. A separate brain. A separate awareness. Another world. And listen. Your gut is a bacterial world. There are many species. Some we've heard of, like Staphylococcus, and others we haven't, like Firmicutes. They live in the lining of your intestines. And there are as many bacteria in your gut as there are cells in the rest of your body. You are one consciousness, and you are aware of your surroundings. They are 10 trillion, and each one of them is aware of their environment. These bacteria are not human. We didn't produce them. And they don't share our DNA or our life cycle. Our gut harbors 1,000 different species that we know of and hundreds of different genera of each. It's a huge and interconnected ecosystem that lives in balance and that we do little more than protect. One species, Bacteriodetes, digests proteins and sugars. It's symbiotic in us. Our lives depend on each other. And 1 billion of them live on each square centimeter of our intestines. Lactobacillus, another large group of round and capsule-shaped bacteria that digest in different ways under different environments depending on what we eat. They digest milk proteins, break down carbohydrates, and create vitamins and acids. Left unchecked, their population can double every 20 minutes. We hear of E. coli as creating illness, and some do. But there are over 1,000 strains, and many are friendly, constant companions in our gut. They're all relatives. It's just that some are toxic to us. Like all relatives, some don't get along with others, and our body builds its allegiance selectively, relying on the species we support to eliminate those we don't. Our gut harbors dozens of fungi, like Candida and Penicillium, and it's not clear if we rely on them or tolerate them. Given how well balanced the whole system is, it's likely they play a role. But we have no idea what their role is. We need and rely on all these players. Our immune system injects vast quantities of antibodies into the gut, and the bacteria of our gut, in turn, educates our immune system. The T cells and leukocytes are not born there, but that's where they develop their chemical reactants and sensitivity. Most of our immune system's activities are focused on our gut, and through this collaboration, the gut bacteria show us the world and police themselves. A separate nervous system, the enteric nervous system, 1/10 the size of our cerebral brain, coordinates the activities of our gut, producing our body's dopamine and 90% of our serotonin, neurotransmitters essential for our brain. The gut acts as a separate endocrine system, like the hypothalamus, pituitary, and thyroid glands, to produce hormone-like chemicals that control our metabolism and regulate our moods. What's happening in our gut reflects and affects every aspect of our being, and a dysregulated gut will disrupt everything. We'll be leaving here soon. But before we go, reach out in front of you and hold to your center. And feel that sense of center as a pillar rooted in you. Something you can hold onto even when your eyes are closed. And close the eyes of your imagination. And rest any visions in your brain. And just hold on to this feeling of being centered. Rest your mind and senses. Rest your awareness and let the details fade. Let it all fade to black as your eyes are closed and your thoughts are disengaged. You're balanced. And there are no feelings to disturb you. You feel as if in that moment before sleep, when everything is far away and you are not attached to even feeling, news, or events, just floating in the center, quiet and calm and relaxed, feeling even and comfortable, feeling no emotion, only warmth, and space. Return back up through your body, back up into your torso where the breathing happens. Feel the movement, feeling the pulse, back into your spine, back up to your skull where the ideas come from. But the ideas are calm now. There is only the sense of center, the sense of wonder at the expansiveness of the gut, the mystery of how things so small can be so complex, organized by nothing we're aware of, and creating a balance that has more control over us than anything we have control over. Coming back and counting back, moving up and into position, one up into your chest, and your breath. Inhale, exhale. And two, to energize your spine, widen your shoulders and stretch your neck. Three, thinking in your head, residing in your head, feeling calm and protected. Four, recalling the images of your two eyes and how your mind is stereoscopic, with two visions that are almost the same. Five, return to thinking and feeling normally, unaware of the thoughts that bubble in your digestion, but interested in developing the intelligence you have there. Relax and take a breath. Inhale. Exhale. Back to mind. And back to center.